So, you know, the customer, he may be saying, I want them helicoptered down here. And, you know, that might be his demand. And if that's the customer's demand, then you're going to deal with that. We're not going to generally ship anybody. You know, we're not going to say, okay, we'll ship them down by the helicopter because of the cost associated with that. But if he wants to pay for that cost, you know, actually, I looked into this one time of what the cost was. I don't have it written down here, so I can't recall. But if you wanted a helicopter to take them down, it could be like $2,000 to have a helicopter pick them up, drive, you know, fly down there, you know, 100 miles, you know, back. You could drop them right off the rig. A lot of these people that have rigs have their own helicopters too, you know, which, you know, or they may have access to deals. So, you know, but, you know, whatever it is, however you decide to resolve this with the customer, it's going to be a we, you know, type of thing. Hey, we got a problem. And, you know, let's not try to put any blame on anybody here. Let's see the best way we can do this. And so just, you know, try to figure it out yourselves. Okay, are there any questions? Page 43, win-win with angry customers. Now, you know, that phone psychology process, it works right into angry customers. But we want to get to a win-win with angry customers. And we ought to put some measure on how angry they are, ranking the anger. Because, you know, sometimes we'd be inclined to just give them the free helicopter service, and it ends up costing us $2,000 to do that, or $5,000 or whatever, to get a helicopter to fly somewhere. And the customer's not even sure that it's our fault. You know, and if I had to think about this a little more, I might have said to you, I'll tell you what. Why don't we split the cost? You know, you started to say you were going to look up and see what your order was, right? And
right.
I said, well, we don't, and you said, well, it's going to take me a few days. It's going to take me a while to do that. And I said, well, we want to get this thing fixed right away. And so we went with a share of the cost. You know, as I think about this a little bit more, it would probably be better for me to say, why don't we share the cost? And then if that doesn't, and then we'll both look into it and see. You know, if we shipped you the wrong thing, then I would say no problem. Once we take care of the problem, you know, then we can look into, did we ship you the wrong parts? Because if we did, then I feel more liable for, you know, my half of the shipping it down there. You know, I'd be glad to pay half of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we didn't make the mistake, then I wouldn't want to pay that money.
Right.
You know, so you know, then we could say something like, well, you know, after we got the whole thing, and now we're all calmed down, and we got the whole thing squared away, and we've given some, and you guys give, now we could maybe discuss, you know, trying to look into how there was a mistake. You know, was the thing packaged wrong? Maybe we took it off our shelf, and it was, you know, had something stamped on it. It was misnomered by wherever we get it from, or if we made it ourselves, it was mispackaged. We'd like to find out why you got the wrong parts. And then if it was us, we don't want that to happen again. We need to fix our systems or whatever. So, anyway, getting back to this win-win with angry customers, the yellow area is a customer that's got a problem, and he thinks it's your fault, but he's not sure it's your fault, which is where this thing. So the solution cost to your company is a factor in that. If you judge that this is a yellow situation, then you're concerned about the cost. If it's an orange situation, that means that your company failed for sure, and it is your fault, and it's crucial to get the problem solved, and the cost of it now becomes not as much of a factor. But still, you know, customers could call up and they could say, look, I want a $4 million machine shipped in here free. You know, well, you know, hey, we're not going to do that. That doesn't, you know, that just is not possible. We're not saying no to that. We're going to look into what we can do, you know, is what we would say in that case. So, and then a red situation, if it's a red situation, this would be a customer that's going to go away unless we get it fixed. Now, when I was driving over to this hotel, I was thinking, I'm not going to do business with these guys again, ever, because of this hassle. And I thought, if they don't get this right, I'm out of here. I'm not going here. There are other places to go. And so forth. Now, you know, it just so happened that general manager's here and he took care of everything perfectly, and I'm a happy camper and I like this, and I think you guys do as well. So, but see, in the red case, that's a customer that he's angry and he's going away. In this case, you know, a follow-up call or a visit is important, and the solution cost should not be considered. And that's why this general manager guy was, he had the wherewithal to do that. Let's move over to the next page, page 44. You know, in these situations, you want to get personally involved. You want to give the customer your name, your home phone, your cell phone. You know, I've had people in customer service say, I'm not giving anybody my home phone. How often do you think, Garrett, a customer would call you if you gave them your home phone?
Never.
Probably never. But how do you think they would, you've given your home phone.
No, they would call all the time if we gave our home phone.
Oh, I can't believe that. I don't mean to besmirch your...
No, seriously.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Because our service department, they get calls. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Overseas?
All over.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We would get calls.
Well, if you go on my website, you will see my cell phone and my home phone number on my website. You can call me anytime, day or night.